Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kristen Bry.
And I'm Kirk Bankstad.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, and we are joined this week by State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire.
So, Jody, we cut off and we were getting down a good road in terms of my mind, but I also wanted to talk about broadband in a second. But to wrap up the previous thought before we went to break, you're saying that it's like you're feeling that folks, like the Republicans, are just trying to make Governor Evers, you know, win. Lose, and they want to win over Governor Evers instead of doing the work for the people of Wisconsin. Do you think that most of the state Republican legislators really not want to expand Badger Care? They don't want to put money in schools? You got to be at least on a talking basis with some of these folks. Like, what is going on in their minds? Are they just lining up behind Voss and doing what they're told, or are they really all just wanting to win and beat and have like a football game and be the victors?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, and I think that's a really good question and something we really need to dive into. I mean, we're a decade into the old maps, the old gerrymandered maps, where they do line up behind their hierarchy. So I think a lot of the critical thinkers are out of the state legislature. People who were there before who thought for themselves
have now said,
you know what, I want to do something right for the people. I'm out, and have a lot of times been replaced by people who aren't going to question things and are just going to do what Voss and Steinicke and those people want them to do. And there really just is a lack of civility all over the Capitol. Yesterday, for instance, my staff was riding up in the elevator with another legislator from the Republican Party. And, you know, you're in an elevator, you're trying to make some small talk, like, oh, it's really humid out today, I can't believe my hair is going to be so frizzy. Like, Kristen, we do these kind of comments, right?
Yeah.
You probably understand it too.
I understand small talk. Yeah, I do.
And she was like, oh, don't talk to me. You know, I'm like, just, can we just have a conversation? So like, this kind of stuff has just been completely lost because the people that are there from the Republican side right now really are the people who have been handpicked, mm-hmm. who are going to do exactly what their leadership tells them to do, wants them to do, and do the bills that either Voss or Alec has drafted for them. You know, it really is not a bunch of critical thinkers. Any critical thinkers have gotten out of there. So it is about trying to figure out how they can win and Tony can lose, or the Democrats can lose. And, oh yeah, by the way, there's a state we're supposed to be governing in the meantime. I mean, you know, we wouldn't be doing the bills that we're doing about the national anthem or banning, you know, transgender kids from playing sports if we were really doing what we needed to do for the people of Wisconsin. We'd be dealing with small business loans and public health issues and broadband. I mean,
yeah, broadband. Talk about broadband.
All talking about. So,
happened with broadband?
And specifically with broadband, again, with a projected $4 billion surplus, the governor proposed spending some of that on broadband. The Republicans took a smaller amount, but then they're going to borrow it instead?
That's the thing. Okay, so back to Pat, you find a Mickey Mantle baseball card in your attic, okay, right? Like, I mean, you're going to have some fun with it for a little while, but you're going to sell it and you're, you know, going to buy a new boat and a new car and go on vacation and, oh, probably fix the roof or something like that. But if you've got the Mickey Mantle card that you sold, you're going to pay cash for it because you've got the resources. You're not going to borrow the money and put it on your credit card and pay $35 million of interest, which is what the budget that we just passed yesterday in the assembly does. Tony Evers had $150 million set aside for broadband. Well, the Republicans knocked that down, but then bonded it. So we have to pay $35 million and it ends up costing us $155 million overall. So it costs us more and we actually get less for it.
And it is one of the things that just Jody, you know that you've been seeing this for years. The headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was all about how legislators, you know, will pass a budget that lowers taxes, and how the Republicans have skated for a decade, borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, and not getting called out on it, because you have to pay that back with interest. But taxes, they've turned into such an evil thing that you can borrow very quietly, or if you're Congress during the Trump years, you can run up the deficit, nobody cares. Then you become a deficit hawk, you know, when it's convenient.
And the thing about the borrowing is, yes, there are times where we need to borrow to get projects done. You know, a bridge is falling down, we need to get it replaced. But when we've got the cash reserves to do it, let's spend some of that money and give back some of the money. We can do both. I mean, for as many conservative people as I work with in the state legislature, you think one or two of them would have taken Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, but I don't think a one of them has, because they're not going by the principles. So.
Well, because it's the politics, you know, Kirk, you know that.
So Jody, I mean, at the end of the day here, I mean, they're passed the budget, but what are the ways that that Evers can get, do we have an ability to get any money back through Governor Evers? What can be done right now? Like, what's the future look like?
Yeah, so, you know, that's where I hold out a little bit of hope. And Governor Evers comes at this from a different perspective than I do. So, you know, I look at it as the overall. I have to come at it with, here's the document in front of me. You know, Governor Evers has the magic little veto pen that he gets to, you know, cross out some words with and things like that, and kind of work his magic with it. And so I'm hoping, you know, 2 years ago, he was able to make some good changes with partial vetoes. I'm hoping that he's able to find some things there as well, and make it better than it was. But, you know, we lose out on an awful lot of federal money if we don't end up passing a budget. And there again, with the gamesmanship, can we just do something for the people of Wisconsin instead of saying, Tony didn't pass a budget, or this person didn't do this? Like, what about the people that you see in the grocery store? Can we just work for those people, you know?
Mm-hmm. So beyond, because you all are going on a summer break soon, but beyond the budget, which obviously has taken up a lot of the oxygen, what, as far as summing up some of the other bills that it either got introduced or passed, what else could we package and explain to people?
And this is
it's been kind of a crazy year. One of my committees that I'm on is campaigns and elections.
There we go.
So that has, you know, just been insanely busy with, you know, we haven't necessarily had an audit on whether there's bamboo fibers in the ballots or not, like they're doing in Arizona, but I don't think we're that far away from it. If you see a panda bear coming through the state capitol, maybe we have started that audit, but I'm not sure. But you know, they're really just focusing so much on the election of 2020. You know, we saw a lot of tweets from people and press releases and things like that with the GOP convention that things are not happy in paradise, as far as, you know, Trump and the Trump base and how that's going with the election. You know, they want to keep on relitigating it. You know, we've seen some horrible voter suppression bills, taking rights away from people who are in nursing homes and different things like that, that has just been so frustrating because they want to figure out how to kind of negate absentee ballots, because Democrats came out in bigger numbers with absentee ballots than Republicans did. So the only way that they can win next time then is to do away with absentee ballots. I don't know. I think a lot of Democrats voted absentee because there was a pandemic going. So maybe we just work on public health and not have a pandemic next time. And let's just, you know, all vote when we can. But
so, Jody,
yeah, go ahead.
let me cut in, because I just heard a lot of what just plagues me. And the whole reason I've been doing what I've been doing is because I've heard so many lies in the last year and a half. And it just changed my whole way of looking at Wisconsin and how to help. How do you stay sane going to, you know, these meetings every day and hearing like the a lie that everyone's agreed to talk about, like there has been fraudulent elections. They've all like hooked their arms together and said, we got to continue lying like this so that it confuses Wisconsinites and it makes them actually question whether or not, you know, their gut is right. Like, how do you stay sane when you're hearing this relentless lying?
Why didn't you tell me you were going to ask that? I would have queued up Clark Griswold's father saying at the end, I got a little help from Jack Daniels.
I was just going to say, Kirk, you actually don't know me that well if you think I am sane to begin with. But
nice. Nice.
But you know, it is really frustrating, and it is easy to get caught up in press release battles or tweet to tweet battles. But in the end, you know, going home and talking to my neighbors, going for a walk around the neighborhood, talking to my neighbors, you know, going down and getting some ice cream, talking to my neighbors helps me remember why I'm doing this job and why we all should be doing this job. And that's for working for the people of Wisconsin. And, you know, we had kind of a joke during campaigns and elections one time when we were talking about this absentee ballot. One of the our colleagues kept on saying that absentee voting is a privilege. And then it just turned into voting is a privilege. And I'm like, no, it's literally laid out in the Constitution. It's a right. And I felt like we were in kind of stuck in this strange drinking game of every time she said privilege, like one of us had to have a drink or something. So maybe that talks about where my head is to stay sane. Maybe, maybe I need a 12-step program in my little break. I don't know. But
Jody, is there anyone on the Republican Party in the assembly that will reach across and shake your hand and try to get something done with you?
There are people that will work with us on different issues. There are some things that we've been able to make some bad bills better. But I also know that, you know, partly because I've called out the leadership for the lack of the disability accommodations that I've gotten. You know, I kind of have a scarlet letter on me, and people have been told to not work with me. And so I've approached people and said, hey, I've got this great bill. Let's do this. You can be, you know, lead author on it. And they're like, well, I don't think so. But, you know, we have done some things. Of course, they're not as good as I would want them to do, but that's part of the compromise. So we do work together sometimes. I just think our state would be so much better if we worked together more than we do, instead of trying to catch each other in these political games that sets up the next hit ad for the next election or whatever. Sure. I feel like we need to get out in our communities more often and talk to real people.
Right.
So as far as breaking down, again, we don't have a lot of time, but as far as breaking down that partisanship, is it nonpartisan redistricting? Is it
100%
final five voting? Like, is it, these are the things that like will keep it from being such extreme people getting elected in their districts?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You know, when we've got, and give me a cutoff if I'm going too long in this, because I'm going to get into my gerrymandering.
I was going to say, you have all of 10 seconds here.
You know, when I know that my biggest race was my primary race, and we can talk a little bit more about this after the break if you guys are going to invite me back. But
I'm invite
we
you
end
back.
Up with extreme candidates.
All right.
One way or the other.
Hold that thought. We'll keep Jody through the hour, and we'll be right back. You're up north.